Good morning, everybody. Can everybody hear me okay?
Good morning, Your Honor.
Okay, so...
Good morning.
We're here a little bit early. It's 8:42 on the Patricia Somm matter, 23 GA 245, and this is regarding an ex parte injunction for protection against exploitation for a vulnerable adult. We are being recorded. It's my understanding that there are multiple witnesses. Is that correct? And
there are. Well, I have maybe three or four, Your Honor. I don't see Ms. Garcia on the line as of yet.
Okay.
Ms. Garcia's here.
I guess the water.
Oh, she's in person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Your Honor, I have to say I'm a bit flabbergasted that we've come this far. I have made multiple attempts to reach Ms. Garcia via email. My proposal was that if we were simply willing to agree to the entry of a regular old order that said Mrs. Somm does not leave the jurisdiction until the incapacity petition is determined, I would not need an injunction. I would not need an emergency temporary guardian. Ms. Garcia's response to my first email to that effect was that she was going to sue me for libel. My next two emails were ignored. Last night, she finally said, I need to talk to my client. I'll get back to you. She did not get back to me. So I actually think Your Honor has the power to simply just enter that order, and then we would be done. But why it is that Patty Somm Jr. will not agree that her mother does not leave the jurisdiction is beyond me.
Okay. And Ms. Garcia, your name's Ms. Garcia?
Yes, Your Honor, Ms. Garcia. I'm here for Patty Somm Jr.
Okay, yes.
Their motion for the temporary injunction is contained full of fraud, accusing me and my clients of kidnapping and absconding her with false evidence. And I want to put the evidence on the record.
Okay.
And I don't have the authority to agree for the mother.
I'm sorry. We're just handling a guardianship matter. We'll be with you in a minute. Yes.
I and Patty Jr. do not have the authority to agree to limit the mother's rights to social life and living with no proper evidence. She doesn't have a lawyer. And last time we agreed to extend a temporary injunction, they submitted a fake order to the judge for a final injunction with false findings. They're using it against us in the other case. So I want it on the record. I have proof of the defense. And the injunction should be denied outright, and it should be sanctioned for even bringing this to the court.
Okay. Well, first of all, is there a pending incapacity right now?
There is, Your Honor. It is to expand the guardian's powers to include residence and social environment.
Okay. Well, so there's a couple issues at play. I understand that this is contested. I understand that you both want to call witnesses. We have another case at 9 o'clock and a jury that's coming at 9 o'clock. So it doesn't seem like today will be the day that we'll be able to have an evidentiary hearing, given the nature of the situation. Did anybody let Marcia know that this was going to be, you know, I think it was originally set for, how long was it set for, Marcia? Do you know?
15 minutes or
I don't think it was set for more than 15 minutes or half an hour. So
candidly, Your Honor, I really didn't think we were going to get this far. I will bring to Your Honor's attention, because I think this is a very serious issue. Now, I don't have them in any certified admissible form today, but I do have phone records indicating that Ms. Garcia had two phone calls with the ward on July 1st. I think that is egregious. I have asked Ms. Garcia many times why it is that happened. She's not answered the question. And if we're going to do anything in the 15 minutes that we have today, I'd like Your Honor to inquire of Ms. Garcia why that's happened. And I'd like Your Honor to order Ms. Garcia not to have any contact with this unrepresented, incapacitated ward when Ms. Garcia is representing adverse parties in the foreclosure matter. I find this to be completely unbelievable that this would happen.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on here, and it's a very frustrating and difficult situation. At a minimum, you know, the injunction is still in place until we can have a full evidentiary hearing. That's number one. Marcia, I'd like you to look for some time on Monday when we're not in trial, where we can have a lengthy evidentiary hearing, and maybe we can move some other things that are not as emergent or urgent, because we're going to need at least an hour. Number two, Ms. Garcia, I don't understand why the ward should be removed from the jurisdiction at all between now and Monday. Is there any specific reason why she needs to be removed?
Oh, my witness is here, Your Honor.
Oh, okay. Hello. Who are you? Hi.
First of all, Your Honor, I have a phone log that two missed calls from her, and I have my phone. This is why I came in first.
When you say from her, you mean who?
to Ms. Song. They're accusing me of speaking to her for two calls for 2 minutes, and they're using that as a basis, and they're using a note claiming that the note resolved from these phone calls. Here's the witness who is the ward's, related directly to the ward, who is the one who spends all the time with the ward, those three blocks from the ward, who
right.
saw this note 4 months before this call.
Right.
So they created this fake supposition, because what they want to do is have this injunction, go to the foreclosure hearing on Monday and use it against us again, as they keep throwing all of these things and using them. So if you're going to enter any order, I wanted to say that there's no findings of facts. It cannot be used or assumed these facts are true.
Okay.
Because
well,
all eyes are going to go in and...
I'm okay with that. That's fine.
I can say this much. As far as the ward, she's not going anywhere. No one's ever said she's going anywhere.
Okay.
She wanted an attorney to file a motion to go visit her own home and daughter.
Okay. Well,
this is complete fraud.
I understand. And again, I understand that. Look, I'm not presiding over the foreclosure matter. I don't know anything about the foreclosure matter. Quite frankly, it seems like you all are in agreement mostly about the fact that I can enter an order that says that the ward shall not be removed from the jurisdiction. This court is not making any findings of fact regarding, you know, the situation. It's just that the ward is not to be removed until further court order or until the incapacity hearing or something to that effect. You don't disagree with that. She's not going anywhere.
I cannot agree to that, because that's giving up the rights of the ward with no right, with no notice, with no service. When right now she has the ability to do what she wants with her life, to socialize and to travel or to determine her residence, and they're using fraud in the court to get you to enter a temporary order to stop us from living our life without any proof.
Well, given the hold on 1 second. Given the nature and circumstances and some of the things that have been alleged, I do have some concern about the safety and security of the ward, okay? So I don't think that the ward should be, there's no reason for her to go anywhere between now and Monday when we're going to have an evidentiary hearing. There's no reason for her to go anywhere outside of Palm Beach County.
I can represent to the court that we have no intention of moving her between now and Monday, but I object for the record for that being entered because it's based on fraudulent.
I understand. Does she have a court-appointed attorney?
We need one, Your Honor.
Year.
Okay. So, Marcia, what we need to do is we need to get an attorney from the wheel, and then we need to move some things on Monday. I don't have Monday's schedule right now, and set it down for, you know, an hour and a half. I don't have a schedule here. I guess I can look here.
I think it's pretty cool. But
yeah.
So I'd like to put on the record, Your Honor, had Ms. Garcia simply answered one of my multiple emails and said these were missed calls from the ward, I did not speak to her, that might have put this issue to bed. I will tell Your Honor that the phone records I have show that these were two consecutive 2 minute phone calls, not simply missed calls. Again, I do not understand why it is that Ms. Garcia simply cannot communicate with my office. I know she likes to come to court and scream the word fraud at the top of her lungs, but this is a complete waste of Your Honor's time.
Okay. Listen. The bottom line is that you're an attorney, correct? And we all have to act with professionalism and ethics, okay? And I understand that you're upset, but you have to communicate with opposing counsel.
I do.
Okay.
And I did.
Okay.
And the bottom line is she uses everything I do, she twists it, uses it against us, files it in court, and lies about it.
Okay.
So I can't.
I'm sorry. Is Ms. Garcia calling me a liar on the record, Your Honor? That's not acceptable.
Okay.
Yes.
Please stop. Stop now, please. Okay? Please stop. All right? Do not cast aspersions to people, okay? Please. Neither of you, nobody, stop that. Okay? That's the second time you mentioned the word liar, okay? So just... please take it down, okay? That's not going to be acceptable, okay?
Understood, but it's acceptable that... never mind.
Just everybody, please. These are the two things we're going to do. An order is going to be entered not removing Ms. Som from the jurisdiction until the incapacity and this hearing is held. Number two, and even before that, we're going to get our court-appointed attorney today so that she is represented by counsel. Is it an ETG that's pending or an incapacity that's pending?
Well, there's an ETG, there's an incapacity. The examining committee has not even been appointed on the incapacity. I mean, my position is, Your Honor, if you're going to enter an order saying she's not to be removed from the jurisdiction, I'm okay with an order dissolving the temporary injunction, and I'm okay with an order stating that there's no need for an ETG. I don't think we need to have a subsequent hearing. All I wanted is this woman not to be moved.
Okay, well, Ms. Garcia, I'm sure you wouldn't disagree with dissolving the ex parte petition.
It was stricken because it's got allegations that I'm committing a crime. They're going to use because they're coming after my bar license. They're trying to disqualify me. Okay. They're attacking me every chance they get.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that if the moving party wants to dismiss it, we can. But I can dismiss the order. You're not disagreeing with it. Maybe an order can be uploaded that I can amend or put some language into. But you all need to communicate better, please. Number one. Number two, please do not call people names and do not look again. There's probably a lot of things that have gone on in this case that I don't even know about. I'm not what judge is handling the foreclosure?
That's Judge Partafiello.
Okay. And is that Monday?
It started on Monday. It will be continued to another date. We have a status conference in the foreclosure. Oh, Mr. Hall's here. Status conference in the foreclosure on Monday the 19th at, if you'll bear with me one moment, Your Honor, I will get the time for you unless Ms. Garcia knows off the top of her head. It is...
You know, Ms. Garcia, what time?
1:30.
I don't know. 1:30. Okay.
1:30.
All right.
Yes, I see.
So we're in jury trial. Marcia will work to try to get this set down for Monday because we're in trial Tuesday through Friday of next week to try to get you some hearing time. Although maybe you don't need hearing time.
I don't think we do, Your Honor. Once Your Honor signs that order, I'm going to upload an order saying the ETG petition is denied as moot.
Okay, so let's do two separate orders, okay? One is going to be with regard to not removing from the jurisdiction and the fact that the court's not making any findings of fact or conclusions regarding the petition. Number two, an order dismissing or dissolving the vulnerable adult petition by agreement of the parties. And then number three, then you're going to dismiss the ETG, correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. I think that's all we're going to do today. I appreciate the witnesses being here. We don't have time for an evidentiary hearing. Ms. Garcia is the person who contacted you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So you can talk to her about kind of the next steps.
Well, I just want you to know that my husband, Christopher Wetner, is Aunt Patsy, Patricia Song's nephew. It's my husband's last living aunt on his mother's side. We have lived less than 10 minutes from her. We have her almost every weekend, and we have her every holiday. And we have the last 2 years.
I think you can, you know, again, I'm not going to have time to take testimony today. I understand that. Talk to Ms. Garcia. She can.
Her.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. So, Marcia, we don't need to find any hearing time. And then we'll move forward with an incapacity, and we need an appointment of an attorney for Ms. Song.
Okay. I would like, if they're going to dismiss it, that it's stricken from the court record because they're accusing me and her husband and my client of absconding with her client out of the town and put together a false story.
Okay, well, I can't actually strike a vulnerable adult petition from the record.
So how do we protect?
Hang on one second, ma'am.
So how do we protect ourselves when they put this scandalous information in court file that will be used against me somewhere else?
You can file a motion if you would like, but I don't know about if I can actually strike it from, it's a filing that was occurred, so you can maybe file some sort of motion that I can consider regarding how to do that, but you know, I don't know, you know, procedurally. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. My husband has been accused of wanting to take his aunt out of the state of Florida. However, that cannot happen. We have a child with a disability, low functioning, nonverbal autism. We cannot leave the state of Florida.
Right, so you wouldn't be taking Ms. Salm outside the state anywhere.
Right, but that's what we are saying.
Your Honor, if I could just put something on the record very quick, my injunction petition only saw an injunction against Patty Somm Jr. I know that the Wepner's names were mentioned in the note that was found. There are no allegations that the Wepner's themselves were doing anything. My concern was about Patty Jr. frankly, I think the only allegation I made regarding Ms. Garcia, and I think I did use the words that the Bernsteins and their lawyer are desperate to get the foreclosure continued. They did, in fact, file an emergency motion to continue it, and it was denied. So I just want to be abundantly clear. I did not seek an injunction against Ms. Garcia. I did not seek an injunction against Mr. and Mrs. Weber.
Okay. All right. I'm going to end this hearing now because I have to go on to my 9 o'clock. Okay. Those are the things we're going to do.
Right.
Okay. And we'll get someone appointed for Ms. Som, and Marsha will work on that immediately. Okay.
Thank you. I'll prepare the orders and circulate them. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Right. Independent counsel off the wheel.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
With either this action as
correct. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Good luck with your jury trial.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Betty Oliveira, 24GA 470 is the next incapacity hearing. If you're not here for that, I'm going to ask that you please drop off. Betty